Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Moving into an hour of what will benefit your life, hopefully, conversationally anyway. It is the season where people, what is it, you fall into things, and we have fallen into some good weather here, actually, on the East Coast. For those of you who are listening on the East Coast, you can have a round of applause for the good stuff. And joining me on the East Coast is Victoria Keelan. She's in New Jersey. Jennifer Horn's in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner is down in Nashville. I'm Doug Steffen on the farm in Massachusetts. Speaking of New Jersey, there is a visceral change to the landscape. I noticed a warning that was issued for people who own land on the coast of New Jersey because there used to be huge forests of white cedar trees that have now dissolved into what they describe, Victoria, as ghost forests, going from the lush green that they were to the pale white that they are. This is something that has been happening.
As they get closer to the water?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the water's getting closer to them.
I haven't seen any of these types of
Woodbine,
trees.
Woodbine, New Jersey.
I'm guessing that's like way down south in the Pine Barrens.
Yeah, south and yeah, right, exactly.
Down where the mafia buries all the bodies.
And, yeah, and so that'll be washing out to sea soon.
Maybe that's why the trees are turning white.
What mafia?
See? What, there's a mafia?
The Sopranos.
Haven't you seen The Sopranos?
Mafia.
The new, by the way, I saw a trailer. I went to see the Clint Eastwood movie last night, and the trailer for the Sopranos movie was on. It looks fairly interesting. I was never a big fan of the TV show, but something about this, I don't know, maybe it's because, what's his face from Blue Bloods is on. He was in the original Sopranos. What's his name? Steve Sciarrippa, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's very good, actually. Very lovable character. Much the opposite of what he was in The Sopranos, but on Blue Bloods, very lovable.
Actually, he kind of was lovable on The Sopranos. There were very few. Yeah, he was kind of like one of the nicer ones. I mean, there were just very few nice characters on that.
He apparently was part of he wasn't an actor. He sort of fit the role. Somebody saw him, if I remember the story correctly, and this goes back probably 15 years or so. He wasn't really an actor. He was in one of the, not gangs, but he was one of the guys. You know what I mean? And he sort of fit into it. A lot of the people that they hired on the original Sopranos were members of gangs, not gangs, but they were families. They were real families. And so real members of the families.
Yeah, the guy from Rio's was in it. They brought in people from real life, I think, to make him more authentic.
Right, exactly. All right, so meanwhile, back to the situation in New Jersey and other places. The trees are being suffocated, Victoria, by salt water infusion sparked by the rise in sea level, but more the uptick in hurricanes and some of these big storms.
Erosion, you know, beach erosion and land erosion is very real, and it's a real problem, so it's not surprising.
Ghost forest. 300 acres, and I'm looking at a picture of it that is pretty stark. So some of the great forests that are close to the ocean along the eastern seaboard are, you know, there are a lot of healthy, I remember driving down many times to Florida, and the coastal woodlands were really beautiful to the extent that they were all kind of the same. But now there is a question about whether there's a study done by the University of Virginia and Duke University which focused on the ecosystems and the problem of ghost forests along the Gulf Coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. So whether it's just, I don't know, I don't have a solution to the problem. There are a lot of different solutions to these problems. But the what you know about the system that we live in, the system on the Earth and probably other planets as well, is that the trees on the border sort of act as a barrier. They absorb the water, the excess water, especially if it's rainwater, because they don't like salt water. The salt water is what kills them. But the rainwater along the coasts often is stopped at the coast because of the tree. That's true in the mountains. Where you are, Jay, down in Tennessee, the mountain ranges that are loaded pretty much with pine trees, I think evergreens, they slow down the movement of storms, and they maybe even catch them. Some of the damage you had done down there this year, I think, is because the rain got caught between the mountain ranges, right? Am I right?
The rivers overflowed. All the rivers and creeks just couldn't handle everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that because but did they stop? Did they sort of get caught because of the mountains and the forests on the mountain, the trees on the mountains? I'm wondering. I don't know the answer, but I'm thinking that makes a lot of sense, actually. So, at any rate, something to think about. Lots of things to think about today. I'm curious as to the debt ceiling, the government shutdown. I kind of blank, or I just kind of zone out when it comes to these conversations. But here is our expert in that department, Jennifer Horn. Excuse me, that didn't sound too authoritative.
Yeah.
Let me do that again.
Way.
And now here is our expert in that department, Jennifer Horn.
All I can tell you is there's nothing new to report other than just more turmoil. It seems that the sticky wicket is that you've got in the Senate, so both houses, both chambers of government, right? Both, we're not chambers, but both houses have to pass through the budget. And so you have much more liberal members of the House who are telling Nancy, because there's three things to consider. One, the debt ceiling has to be raised or the government shuts down. Two, you have the infrastructure bill, and then you have the budget reconciliation bill.
Mm-hmm.
So members of the House that are on the far left, a la the squad, AOC, so that they will not vote for the reconciliation bill unless the infrastructure bill gets passed. Then you go over to the Democrats in the Senate who are saying, we think the infrastructure bill is too big and that it's not worth what's inside of it. We want to make that $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion, not 3.5, and really, truly, what people who have read it have said is that it's more closely aligned with $4.5 trillion, right? So they say, until you fix that, we aren't going to vote for the infrastructure bill. So you've got the more moderate Democrats in the Senate saying they're not going to vote for the infrastructure bill because they think it's too much, but they want to pass the reconciliation bill. Then you've got the people in the House who are saying they're not going to pass the reconciliation bill until the infrastructure bill is passed.
Is there a white knight here somewhere trying to figure out how to bring everybody together, or is this just more of the same disruption?
Well, And this was part of the thing, is that on Sunday, Nancy Pelosi was out there saying, we're not going to bring a bill to the House unless I know for sure that I have the votes, and we're going to have the votes, and we're going to do a vote tomorrow. Well, they weren't really able to do that. I think today they're going to do some mock-up vote just to see where everybody is so that there aren't any surprises. But I don't know. There's a crack that's forming, and I think like people like Mitch McConnell are just sitting back going, go ahead, because he had to deal with the same thing before when Trump was in office and you had the crack running through the Republican Party. So there's a lot of different factions at play. And, of course, the Republicans think it's too much money just in general,
which it is.
So it's a lot of
chaos reigns, though, if somebody doesn't fix this by the end of the week, right? Or is that
Right now, the debt ceiling.
Janet Yellen, didn't she say it was October 11th, right? Wasn't that the date?
The government has no funding,
Right.
Okay. But they want to vote on something by, the end of the week. They have like 72 hours to vote on something. I don't know. They're all the process, right? With the debt ceiling, they're going to do what they always do, which is pass a continuing resolution, which kicks the can down the road, and then they can go back to arguing about infrastructure and reconciliation.
Sounds like my mortgage. Anyway.
Don't you wish you could call your mortgage company and go, you know what? I can't agree that this is what I owe you, so I'm going to just keep paying what I want to pay, and then I'll get back to what I really owe you to next month. It's crazy.
Well, but we're all of a sudden, you can't do this with your own checking account or your own bank account, but all of a sudden, after a vote, there's instantly money available to spend. So who puts that money into a bank account, or are we just talking about funny money that doesn't really exist?
Well, with the budget, I think the budget is built in. I mean, the thing that's okay. So that's one of the things that I don't understand how the debt ceiling works. But when you raise the debt ceiling, it just means they're allowing you to spend more. At yeah. some point, we're not going to be able to keep doing that. We're going to have to make cuts and spend less.
We've been saying that for decades.
Forever.
Yeah.
Right. The stuff with the like with the infrastructure bill and what Biden and I think we talked about a little bit yesterday. What Biden took a little bit of heat for from everybody is that over the weekend. His account, I'm not going to even say it was him that sent it out, but he or his account sent out a thing that says, pass the Build Back Better plan. It costs zero, basically, which it doesn't cost zero because even if you think something's paid for, there's still a value to it. But when you really look into the bill raises taxes to the tune of about $2 trillion on Americans. But it's still going to have a price tag of what the government says, which is $3.5 trillion, or what people who've read it say, which is closer to $4.5 or $5 trillion. And that means that there's still a lot that's not funded in there. And that was the point of, like, the more moderate Democrats, like Joe Manchin, who says what's in this bill should only really be costing – it should be costing us less, actually, than what they're asking for.
The government always pays the top dollar. One of the things that comes out of this, and Janet Yellen – knows this probably better than anybody, is how the stock market reacts to it. And the market goes down, down, down. And with American finances, so goes the rest of the world, it would seem, because we still have the hottest economy. We have the most money being spent. We have the most debt. Does anybody even know, what's does the Chinese government have any debt at all? Or is it all, it's all?
Well, if they do, they probably own it themselves.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Well, they wouldn't tell you. The truth
just for just for the deadlines, because there's a lot of talk about deadlines. September 27th, which has already passed, was a self-imposed deadline for the House to act on infrastructure. The 30th is when government funding expires at midnight, so that's tomorrow. And that could trigger a partial shutdown. By mid-October, if they haven't figured it out, that's when the United States hits kind of the – that's when we're kind of out of money. That's when our borrowing limit is met. So
lovely.
Dates.
All right. That's something to think about. Coming up, what's going on in the trending department and other areas of the – not just this sort of stuff is trending, but some other juicy, gossipy stuff. It's 18 after the hour. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices. Every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Yeah. In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria Jay's here to give us countenance with a couple of interesting dance stories from dance shows. So if you want to dance, 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 we have it for you right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
All right, so, Jay, who's dancing with whom here on Dancing with the Stars? A lot of people, because, well, we're into the second week, I guess, this now. I'm listening to the ladies talk about how exciting it is to watch the dancers on Dancing with the Stars. So I'm going to back out of this because usually when I don't know what I'm talking about, you call me on it, and I certainly don't know what I'm talking about here.
Well, apparently there is one dance in particular that basically broke the Internet, Olympian Suni Lee. She and her partner Sasha Farber did a cha-cha, but what was so epic about it was there was this one move where Suni's basically on the ground, almost kind of push-up position. Sasha flicks her legs over, and she does this flip, like a front handspring or a back handspring. No, a front handspring, and lands, and then moves seamlessly into the next move in heels.
It was amazing to watch. I rewound it because I was like, wait, did I just see what I thought I saw? And I went back, and it was incredible. It was, I've never seen a move that doesn't, it didn't look like a gymnastics move. It looked like she did it with such elegance that it looked like it was just part of the dance. Because, you know, gymnastics moves are very, like, sort of staccato and, you know, and intense. And it wasn't like that. It was really impressive.
Well, and with gymnastics, there's always that moment where when you stick the landing and there's a pause. There's so many pauses between the different elements of gymnastics, and there was no pause. It was straight into, I don't even watch
it. It was very Ginger Rogers.
I saw this clip. It was amazing.
And they used to never allow that stuff on Dancing with the Stars. I'm kind of glad that they brought it back. I mean, even though it gives some people who can do that kind of stuff an advantage, I think, but... I don't know. I feel like they need something that's going to make these moments go viral, and I'm sure that was probably one of them. It's going to bring more interest into the show, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. The thing is, the routine only got a 28 out of 40. That was their score. Is that a good score? It doesn't seem like that would be a good score.
Well, there's four judges now, so your perfect score, your perfect score would be 40. No, that's not a great score. But it's early. They don't really score high yet.
And Len Goodman is always, you know, the old fossil.
Yeah,
he hates everything. Like, so, he's like three. So he brings everyone's score down.
Three.
Kind of like Doug.
All right, so I see that there is another dancing. When something does well on one network, all the other networks want to jump on board. So there's a Dirty Dancing show coming to Fox, a la the film Dirty Dancing. But is it a competition? It looks like
it's a dance competition. Yeah.
Another dance competition.
It's a dance competition where they're going to actually stay at the lodge that they used to film the movie, and which I believe is up in the Catskills, or at least that's where it was supposed to be. And so they have Brie Bella, your girl, Jen. She's going to be in it. Tyler Cameron from The Bachelorette. The Backstreet Boys, Howie Duroux. And, and High School Musical star Corbin Bleu so far.
Really? So who's Brie? What's her name? Brie Bella?
Bella.
Really? The Bella Twins. Sounds like a wrestling group.
They have wine and they're wrestlers.
Yep. So
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. As the first pre-production F-150 Lightning truck rolls out of Ford's new Rogue Electric Vehicle Center and demand soars for the all-electric truck, Ford said it will increase investment and add jobs. To boost production, Ford will invest an additional $250 million, adding 450 more direct jobs, increasing production capacity to 80,000 trucks a year. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petitos' first press conference. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Mask mandates in schools. Students from a Washington State high school were removed from their classes for not wearing a mask. These kids are speaking out on Fox News as the kids are being used as pawns in the adults' world. Student Ty Rainwater.
Being used as a pawn, I just feel like being used by the schools, by even the government, to try and make everybody think that they have to wear masks.
Dawson Harding says he was confronted by an adult he's never seen before.
I was walking to class at the very beginning of the day. Me and a couple buddies were walking to our first period, and I got stopped in the hallway by a teacher that I haven't seen at the school before, and she was telling me to put on a mask, and I just kept walking. She got up closer to me and asked if I thought I was being funny and told me that I needed to wear a mask to go to class, and so I turned around. I told her, I was like, this isn't funny at all to me, but I'm not going to wear a mask and I'm going to continue on to class. So if you want me to leave, you're going to have to send the school cop down to get me. The scariest part to me about all this going on isn't even the segregation between the students. It's about the control and the power trips that people in positions of authority are having right now.
Student Clive Pond.
They get their orders from our governor, and our governor is not a medical official. These teachers are not medical officials, and yet they're still giving out medical advice to us as kids when their job is to teach us and their job is to help us learn and achieve academic success.
Virtually all kids ages 0 to 17 have survived COVID since January of 2020. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Monitoring what's going on in the world on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on Wednesday, September the 29th. One more day. We're into October. The situation here when we're looking at the events of the day, the people, that sort of thing. The ladies have been talking as I listen during the breaks to a lot of the things they talk about. And I just sort of scrolled over. I did a little clickbaiting, Victoria.
Uh-huh.
Over to a story about...
I love that you always report to me with your clickbait.
Well, because you're always talking to me about clickbait. And
well, you know, I tend to be concerned about your online activities.
Thank you.
Look,
very
you're in charge of the clickbait. I'm in charge of the economy around here.
Right.
So, that's you know. It. Right.
Jen does HR and the economy, and I do clickbait.
So here's this. I went over to the TMZ page. And it's full of all kinds of rotten garbage that seems to attract lots and lots of attention, a lot of Britney stuff, and then this Nikki Bella and her sister. I never heard of them before.
They're the Bella twins. They're the WWE wrestlers.
How can they be wrestlers? They don't look like they can hold a piece of paper.
They're beautiful.
Ooh, don't say that.
They're beautiful, but they aren't
they're
really strong.
They're pretty strong from what I've seen. I mean, I'm no expert. Mm-hmm. Jen is an expert on them.
Yep.
But
pretty strong.
I think they could kick some butt, Really? Ronda Rousey isn't, I mean, if you think about, like,
yeah, she's
I don't
not
know,
huge.
Yeah, but
no,
she's powerful.
Tough. Yeah, she's tough. All right, anyway, so I'm just seeing what the other half is looking at here. There was a story about Nikki Bella explaining why she won't talk politics because she posted something about The Rock. Was it supporting him running for president or something? What was that? And do people really care about whether Bella Bree is weighing in politically on stuff? I guess that's what I'm wondering.
It's kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't these days. Because
really?
If you don't say anything, Taylor Swift got flack for years of silence. And then she came out with her political views during, like, the midterms of during the last administration. And then, you know, I mean, people who didn't like that, oh, wow, she's liberal after all. I mean, it was kind of not that obvious, but sort of obvious. But, yeah, I mean, and then stars who say nothing, they get a lot of flack. And then stars who say something get a lot of flack. So you can't really win.
I think
win.
That the Bellas have been intentionally not very political. They don't seem to, like, both of them, Nikki and Brie, don't seem to post about politics. I do recall when this happened, and it was a long time ago, when somebody said something about The Rock, and I feel like it was Nikki that actually came out and said, you know, enough with the hate. The Rock is our friend. This is not a political statement. We worked with him for years, and the comments were made to support our friend, not any political thing, basically.
Yeah. And there's a story in here about Britney's conservatorship. The first time I've seen a picture of her father, he's ugly. He looks nice.
Oh, he's like, yeah, I mean, it's lipstick on a pig with him. They dress him up to go to court, and then when you look at him, you know, and he just looks like he's strung out or like he's still drinking. I mean, she accused him of still drinking after.
So did her lawyer.
Yeah. Well, today's her big day. I mean, the entire conservatorship could end this afternoon, or the judge could continue along her horrible ruling streak and keep everything in place, or give Britney more, you know, more things to have to overcome. We don't know. But her lawyer has come out swinging, and I think he's the best thing that has maybe ever happened to her, hopefully aside from her fiancé.
All right. So as long as we're doing a little gossip, let's go to Russia, because apparently they've opened up some new criminal charges against Alexei Navalny that could keep him in jail for another 10 years or so to make sure he's old and gray by the time he gets out. Why don't they just assassinate him? They've tried to.
Well, because the whole world is watching if he's alive or not. I mean, becomes the next Jamal Khashoggi, Biden has already been strong about this with Putin. If anything happens to him, then we will be responding in kind and more sanctions and things like that. I mean, the rest of the world has also said the same thing. It's not just the U.S. And this is, you know, Putin, the eyes are on Putin, so all they can do is keep him in jail. And he already said being in jail is like being in a Chinese torture camp. So clearly the conditions in the prison system are pretty awful in Russia.
Yeah. Some gossip from the world of radio. One of the trades, you may have seen this, Jennifer. I don't know if anybody else gets this, this monthly newsletter. Headline, Could COVID Kill Talk Radio? And in it, the writer goes through dispatches from various newspapers where some of the hosts who have died, like down in Nashville where you are, Phil Valentine, Jay, Mark, what's Mark's last name? I forgot Mark. Anyway, Mark in Florida, Mark Bernier. And then there have been two or three others that have died. And the speculation is that one of the things that, and maybe this will annoy some of the brethren who are running talk radio stations that are carrying this program, but there appears to be a backlash now to some of this because of the obvious conundrum they're in, they being the people who host these programs and keep talking about it, and yet time after time, they find themselves eating their words because of what's happened to some of these hosts. So I don't know. I mean, I don't listen to much of this stuff anymore because I find it annoying. I don't find it. I like to listen to people talk about things. Like, I love listening to the ladies talk about stuff I don't know anything about.
I just think it's really stupid because it's a stupid thing to say. It's obviously meant to just get people to click or pay attention or whatever.
Yeah,
Because most people are not anti-vax, they're anti-mandate. There are a few people in talk radio who are like, don't get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. But like, I'll use Mark Levin as a perfect example, and I'm pretty sure Sean Hannity too. I don't really listen to Sean's show
very much.
Sean's
gotten his shots.
But he's vaccinated. Mark Levin. Yeah. Who else is bigger in talk radio than Mark Levin? Talks about how he got the vaccine.
Sean.
Vanity Fair wrote to him, and he's got the vaccine. But Mark Levin wrote, or had a writer from Vanity Fair call him. And say, we heard you're anti-vax and now everybody's dying. What do you have to say about that? They've clearly never listened to his show.
Yeah.
They never listened to the fact that he has said the reason he got it is because he had open heart surgery. He considers himself to be someone who's at higher risk. And he made the decision to get the vaccine. He's never spoken badly about it. I just did an event with him. And he looks at the audience and he goes, if you haven't gotten your vaccine, I think it's something that you should think about and talk about with your doctor. But I don't want the government having to make that decision for you. For you. I don't understand
better
where
education.
People get this idea.
It's just
well, it's
education.
Like people write these stories and they don't really like
well, because they
attention.
Have an axe to grind. That's why they write the stories. That's one of the reasons I brought this up. There's a longtime Orlando radio guy named Russ Rollins who is in the hospital with COVID. He has had his shots. He's been fully vaccinated. He was experiencing breathing problems. Hasn't been in the radio studio, because like a lot of other people doing radio, they do it from home. They've set them up because they didn't want them coming in. Same thing. And so Jennifer, I think you're one of the few people I know who, we do this program remotely and always have. It didn't have anything to do with COVID. That's just the way I set it up years and years and years ago. But you go to the studio in LA to do your morning program in LA. And you were separated for a while, though. Didn't they put you all in different studios? Wasn't that the...
Well, at first they put us in different studios, and then they kind of moved us back together, but they put up this, like, janky kind of divider. That's when we kind of all got sick. And so now everybody on my... The great thing is everybody on my morning team has antibodies because everybody had it and we're okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pretty much the rules are still in place now that everybody has to be in their own separate studio. So I even, like, when my co-host is in the building with me, he's still down the hall.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I wondered about. Yeah. All right. Speaking of what's going on in COVID and celebrities, why did LeBron James feel it was necessary to confirm that he was vaccinated? Did he... Say that he wasn't.
There's like a civil war in basketball right now that's developing between the vax and the unvax, because the very real possibility is that, well, starting this month when they go back to start playing again, like for instance, if they go play in San Francisco, they are not, the unvaxxed are not going to be let in the building. So if you don't have the vaccine and you're playing basketball, half your team's not going to be able to be allowed into a building in certain cities if they have vaccine mandates on public spaces. And so now a lot of people are drawing the line in the sand. There was one person, I can't remember his name, who came out and he said, I had COVID. I have the antibodies. I don't want to get the vaccine. And LeBron James then was kind of pushed into, since he's like a leader in the sport, obviously, he said he got it. But he said that he believes in choice. And so there you have it.
I'm the Vatican.
A lot of pressure on these guys to come out.
Go ahead.
There's another player who on the Warriors who doesn't want the vaccine and is claiming religious reasons.
Yeah,
so that opens
it
up a whole new door. Yeah.
But religion doesn't want you to get a shot?
Christian Science. There's a lot of Christians who don't, but I don't know. But here's the thing. They denied it. And so now he's speaking out against the league, and he was I thought he did a really excellent job of putting his case out, of actually laying out his case. And the league is saying no. So he's at this standoff basically now about whether or not he's going to play. And I think he's kind of dug in actually.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Vatican, it says all employees have to get vaccinated or be tested. Is that for when employees are priests and nuns considered employees? How is that?
Well, anyone who works in the Vatican, in Vatican City, yeah, everyone who you know, works there has to have the shot.
But is that considered work? I know, you know.
Well, you're not just the priest. I mean, they have a lot of administrative people. I mean, and they have PR people. That it's like its own corporation.
Yeah.
It's not just like priests sitting around doing mass all day.
82% of Catholic adults in the U.S. say they were at least partially vaccinated. So it's not religion,
Catholics
too.
Catholics don't seem to have a problem with this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like evangelicals. And no, Protestants don't either.
Jews,
it's the evangelicals.
Muslims.
Muslims do, sure.
They do.
I know a lot of Muslims who have the shot, so I don't know, but it's Muslim Americans. I don't know.
I don't know a lot of Muslims, so I guess I can't be in... Does that sound prejudicial? I just don't know.
No.
Muslims.
I really think this is, you know, the more this goes on, the more ridiculous this is, and the more dug in it makes me want to be like...
It is ridiculous.
I'm getting furious because this is not the way to run a society. I mean, they're considering in the L.A. City Council about people who are unvaccinated going to grocery stores and to public spaces when the numbers are declining quite rapidly in California. So now what's the reward for LA to do that to people? And the thing is that, you know, if they were considering people with natural immunity, it would be one thing. But as you mentioned, there is no such thing. Yesterday when you were reading that article, there is no such thing as natural immunity to a certain group of people. They just don't want to consider it because they want it to be a black and white issue. And it's just so divisive.
It is. All right. So, Victoria, your folks' native land, Ireland, has the top spot, knocking out Norway in terms of the best place to be during Delta.
Yeah.
So why is it? Because it's an island, people are not coming and going?
In the beginning, Ireland was ranked the safest place to be during COVID, and then Delta hit. And last summer, my cousin who works for Aer Lingus, which is the official airline, she said, you know what? She said, we're gonna be in so much trouble by the end of August, because in August, everybody goes to Spain because summer in Ireland doesn't exist. So everyone goes to Spain and they want to get a tan. And she said all of their neighbors left. And she said, they just knew they were going to be in for it. And sure enough, in September, they just saw massive spikes. And then Delta was there. And so they've done a really good turnaround. They've had very strict lockdowns. I mean, they have a 90% vaccination rate of adults that are fully vaccinated, and 90% of kids age 16 and over are also fully vaccinated. So those are two main reasons why the Bloomberg, I didn't know Bloomberg had a COVID resilience ranking, but they do. Mm-hmm. And so apparently Ireland has now taken the top spot and knocked Norway back into second, Spain's third, and the Netherlands is fourth.
Let's hear it for Ireland. Hooray! It's 48 after the hour on the DJV program.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel. More ways to learn. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My grand opening is tomorrow. Can I get custom posters printed today?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need to promote my new curbside pickup service.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here we are at 53 after the hour, and that's the daily time for Tech Talk in this hour. Victoria Keelan comes to the surface, not that she's not always at the surface, but with her special interest in technology that we all can understand. Technology for everybody, including me. And so here's a warning that seems to make nothing but sense. I would have thought everybody would have known this, but apparently that's not the case, Victoria, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, most people have a junk drawer, right? You've got old chargers, you've got maybe old rechargeable batteries, everything kind of just in a big electronic junk drawer. So the problem, though, is that most people end up just dumping them in the regular garbage, despite what you may think that, oh, people know, don't do that. Most people don't realize that you can't do that. And here are a few of the reasons why. Number one, that stuff all ends up in a landfill, and there's no easy way to recover it, and the limited supply that we already have, some of those rare metals, those alloys that we talk about, and the reason we've got the supply chain issues with China and all that, they're very difficult metals to find. And so when you toss out old electronics, so many of those parts can actually be used in new electronics. So that's one of the reasons. It's not easy to recover them once they're already in a landfill. Other kinds of e-waste, electronic waste is called e-waste, rechargeable batteries often contain chemicals that could pose problems for the environment or human health. Gadgets that have non-removable batteries, we all have a few of those little remotes that you can't take the battery out. Once it's dead, it's dead. They actually catch fire if they get caught in a compactor. So there, and then of course more, you know, harmful gas gets released because of that. So the world generated 53.6 million metric tons of e-waste. Laptops, smartphones, electric toothbrushes, air conditioners, and all that kind of stuff. That's the last year we have on record. That's 2019. That's a lot of waste. And unfortunately, less than 25% of that was actually recycled. The rest we're not sure where it went. It got tossed in the trash, went into the ocean, ended up in another country somewhere, also ended up in the ocean, ended up in a landfill. But there are things that you can do. So Digit Unity is a helpful place to start. All you do is you put in your zip code, and then you'll see that you can see if they have nearby schools or nonprofit groups that could actually benefit from your old computers and laptop donations. So that's number one. Always try to donate. In the case where something isn't working, you can go to Earth 911, and that's a huge database that has local recyclers that are willing to accept aging and unusable tech, and then they recycle those parts. So Earth 911, also, you type in your zip code, and it'll tell you where to go. Now, if you have a Best Buy near you, and we know Doug has one that he does not enjoy going to, but if Best Buy actually lets you bring in all of your aging tech to certain stores, and from there, they have bins in the front, which are really great. And so all different types of electronics go in different bins, and then that gets sent off to be repurposed. Staples also has a recycling program. It works very similarly to the way Best Buy does it. And Office Depot and Office Max will actually sell you a box that you can fill with old tech, and then you bring it into the store for shipment and recycling by a third party. So all you have to pay for is the box. So it's a good deal. There are lots of ways to just not contribute to landfills, and especially with electronic waste, which is actually really harmful to the environment when those chemicals get released.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere except into it doesn't dissolve. It isn't going to. It's like most of the landfills, people have realized now, when they put the stuff in, it hasn't created a way to regenerate, if you will, other things, because there's no air getting into the, and it's without air, the stuff can't degrade. So you've got to pile.
Well, this stuff doesn't break down anyway.
Anyway, no matter what's
going on. Food and everything, that's another issue with landfills, but yeah.
Right.
But yeah, this stuff doesn't break down.
The Ring Video Doorbell's in the focus next.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so what's the scoop with these Ring Video doorbells?
Well, Ring is bringing package alerts to its Ring Video doorbells, and so according to fans and customers, it's about time. It's the most requested feature that's already found on most of their competitors' camera doorbell offerings. So what it does with this new package, you can have a wider angle on your camera, and you can set it to alert you when someone drops off a package, because, you know, porch pirates are still a major problem. Now, with this, you can also set other custom alerts. Is your car in the driveway? Is the garage door open? Is the front door shut? So it's a lot more customizable now, and so it starts at $3 a month or $30 for the year. You'll need the subscription plan.
There it is. 59 past the hour now on the DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.